Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Big day in history that you reminded me. I had no idea.
February 7, 2010. Where were you?
I was... Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
I was at George's right down the street. That's where I watched the Super Bowl.
That's where you watched the New Orleans Saints.
Yes. And I'll never forget it. It was a great moment.
That's where you watched the Saints upend the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
You watched ambush as Sean Payton and Thomas Morstead attempted an onside kick to start the second half of the Super Bowl. The Saints rallied from a double-digit deficit. Ultimately, Tracy Porter with the dagger with his pick six on Peyton Manning, and Jim Henderson with the iconic call, get ready to party with the Lombardi, New Orleans. I went to my dad's house. Dad, New Orleanian. Our whole family was all born in New Orleans. So, lifelong Saints fans. I was like, I'm watching this with my dad. Didn't make it to Miami. That is a regret that I have, but I'm glad that I got to share that with my dad. Went to his house, watched the game. When Tracy Porter pick-sixed it, I was doing laps around the house yelling.
It was
like,
crazy.
Outside. Like, literally around the house yelling, "Who, Dad?" You could hear people all over the neighborhood going nuts.
Yeah.
A moment that many of us thought we would never see in our lives. I mean, the notion, it's amazing what perspective can do in hindsight, because we've witnessed almost two decades now of the New Orleans Saints being, you know, among the elite teams in the NFL, where for four decades, Michelle, they were a laughingstock.
Mm-hmm.
And we never thought that we'd ever see the Saints win a Super Bowl. And to watch that unfold was so magnificent.
It was a great day. It was euphoria.
I know there are LSU fans that would hold the LSU titles in higher esteem than the Saints Super Bowl, but the NFL is the biggest game in the world, and for the local team to win it, it's the greatest sports moment in the history of this state, which we celebrate 10 years ago today. Now let's go get another one, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of Minneapolis miracles. I'm sick of Nolan no calls. I'm sick of Kyle Rudolph pushing off in the end zone and not getting flagged for it. Let's get a damn another one, okay?
Please.
Let's,
that would
let's
be
not
nice.
Wait 50 years like the Chiefs had to wait just now.
I'll choose a better bar next time.
Yes, you will. By the way, LSU basketball.
Yes,
tomorrow
morning
at Auburn, 11 a.m. They're probably going to lose this game, Michelle. That's okay. Auburn never loses at home. It's a buzzsaw. They shoot a bunch of threes. They're like Vanderbilt. They shoot a bunch of threes. They just normally make them. The key to this game is running Auburn off the three-point line. If Auburn hits 40% from three, you're going to get toasted. If you can hold them around 20% and have a bad day, LSU's got a chance to win the game on the road. But unlikely the Tigers go on the road and win this one. But even if so, Michelle, that's fine. They'd still be tied for first in the SEC. They'll come home against a very bad Missouri team. They can get back on track even if they lose tomorrow.